in Gracechurch Street. He was no stricken aristocrat now, no Italian nobleman who had just committed suicide in a fit of unbearable grief. Firethorn was the finest actor in London, pulsing with vitality and bristling with curiosity, coming out to take his place at the centre of the stage and reap his due reward, while at the same time scanning the upper gallery for a particular face. Count Orlando was only one in a long line of tragic heroes played by the acknowledged star of Westfield's Men, and it was a role in which he never ceased to work his will upon the raw emotions of his audience. They clapped and cheered and stamped their feet to show their approval of the play. Death and darkness had weaved its magic web once more. Firethorn was being fated. Applause was the lifeblood of an actor, and each member of the cast felt it coursing through his veins. Firethorn might think that all the adulation was being directed solely at him, and he was replying with a bow of almost imperious humility. But his fellows could dream their dreams as well. The small, squat figure of Barnaby Gill, standing beside him, believed that the ovation was in recognition of his performance as Qualino, the ancient retainer, the one comic character in a tragic tale, the single filter of light in the prevailing blackness of the play. Edmund Hood, tall.